Hi, Gone Wild Audio. This is Laurel Lance. I had a few people ask to hear my speaking voice, and I thought I would do like many others and do CB's Spill It questionnaire. Kind of a better way of you getting to know me, I guess, and me not sounding too completely awkward while talking. So, here goes. Question one says, on a scale of 1 to 10, how similar are you to your Gone Wild Audio persona? 1 being not alike at all, 10 being exactly alike. I don't really have a persona, I'd say. So I guess 5. I mean, this is really only, I guess, kind of one aspect of me. So, yeah, there's that. What's the story behind my username? Well, if there are any Arrow fans out there, or just really DC comic fans, Laurel Lance is a character, best known for being Black Canary to me, and I loved her, my favorite being in Batman Brave and Bold. She's just awesome. And she's supposed to be kick-ass, so we'll see how she goes in the television show. How many languages do you speak, and what are they? Say something sexy for us. I only really speak English. I took a few years of Spanish, but they didn't really stick too well. So I will save myself the embarrassment of trying to speak Spanish. Who is your celebrity lookalike? Wow, I don't know that I have one anymore. I know when I was younger, it was always me being compared to Veda from My Girl. I get that a lot. So that's the closest one I have, really. Who knows your secrets? Can you share any of them with us? I have 3 people in my life who know my secrets. They're pretty much the closest people to me. So, I'm not sharing any of my secrets. So otherwise they wouldn't be secrets now, would they? What bad habits do you have? Have really bad habit of biting the skin around my fingers. It's not to the point of bleeding or anything, because that's like painful, but I just don't. Some people chew their nails, and I chew the excess skin. It's really bad, and it sounds worse than it really is, but I don't know. It bothers me. Tell us the story of losing your virginity. Well, I was really young. Really young. Way too young. But, you know, I was in love. And it was in a more public place than I would have liked. But, yeah, it was fun. I don't know. I'm not really going to go into too much detail on that. But, yeah, it's memorable for sure. How frequently do you have sex with someone else and with yourself? Well, with someone else, pretty regularly. My partner and I, anywhere from 3 to, I'd say, 8 times a week. Pretty accurate. We were going a while that it was at least once a day. But, yeah, life happens. With myself, not as often. I would say maybe once, twice a week. But it's not really that much. What is your biggest regret? Probably just not doing more in high school. Or I guess in college too. I was obsessed with a boy. So I spent all my time with him and not as much time with my friends, but I still had fun, a lot of fun. So I try not to regret too much. So I'm sure one day I'll look back and I'll regret posting all this stuff to Reddit, but we'll see. What would you choose as your death row meal? Well, probably just my favorites. I'd want a burger. There's a restaurant that I went to recently that's one of the top 10 for burgers in the country, and it is amazing. So I'd want a burger from there and some hot wings, because those two are my favorites. A side of curly fries and like a really good chocolate milkshake. That would be the perfect meal for me. I mean, I'd probably get sick from it all, but that would be my ideal meal. What is your favorite scent? That's got quite a few answers, I guess. If we're talking about just any kind of scent, I love the smell of wood burning. It's just, I love it. That's the best part of winter for me, is all the fireplaces and getting to smell that. But aside from that, I would say I love vanilla. And I know that's pretty well vanilla to say, but just especially vanilla and lavender, those two together. But on a man, I would say Old Spice is my weakness. My partner knows that. He is Old Spiced up, so the original, preferably. But yeah. What do you wear to bed on a regular night? Mostly just underwear. Sometimes a t-shirt, but that's only if it's really cold, usually, I guess. On a sexy time night, nothing. That usually goes over well. Being naked always helps. Do you read in bed, and who is your favorite author? I do read in bed, not as much now, just because it kind of keeps me awake more, and I have sleeping issues as it is, but favorite authors, there's quite a few. I read all of the Charlene Harris, Sookie Stackhouse books. I love those. And Neil Gaiman, of course. Janet Ivanovich, she's great. I do go kind of cliche and read some Danielle Steele, but that's kind of rare these days. And other than that, I just read based off of, you know, recommendations and whatever my friends give me, because they give me all kind of books. So, yeah. Let's see. Tell us about your most recent sexual encounter. I don't know what to say about it. I was with my partner, obviously. And, yeah, I mean, he knows my triggers, so it was amazing. a lot of different positions, because variety is the spice of life. And, yeah, it was really good. That's all I'm going to say about that. What one word best describes you inside the bedroom? I don't know. It really depends on my mood, I guess. I don't know. most of the time, I guess, it would be submissive. And yeah, I don't know. That's a hard one for me. I guess you would have to ask my partner. He would know better than me. And outside the bedroom, I don't know, I guess friendly. I'm pretty outgoing most of the time, and I like hanging out with my friends and all, and I talk regularly to, you know, some Reddit people, so I guess that's the best I can do right now. Probably should have thought about these answers beforehand. Do you have any tattoos or piercings? No tattoos yet. I've thought about it and actually have a couple designs drawn up, but I haven't actually gone through with it just yet. And the only piercings I have are in my ears. I used to have multiple ear piercings and let them grow back. And I kind of regret that now because I like to have, you know, two or three holes in one ear, I guess. But yeah, now I'm just boring old one piercing per ear. Have you ever come without touching your pussy? No, I haven't. I've come close, though. Yeah, that was interesting. And I'd like to try that, honestly. But yeah, anyways. What is your record for coming in 24 hours? Did you challenge yourself to it, or did it just happen? My record is probably 10. And it just happened. That's kind of a mix between, mostly it was just me and my partner. When you have a day, just go at it. Yeah, spending a whole day in the bedroom is fun. And I'd probably like to do that again soon. Are you multi-orgasmic? Yes. Most women are. I've had a couple back-to-back. And those, yeah. Those are amazing. What is on your sexual bucket list? Well, I mean, mostly, I'd like to have a threesome, obviously, with another girl, and possibly just a threesome with two girls. Just that mostly a lot of girl stuff. that's kind of really all. I mean, I've done quite a bit of what I want to do as far as, like, you know, the sex in public and actually when other people are around, even though they didn't know what's going on with other people in the room. You know, it's, yeah, all of that stuff is fun, but yeah, I just have to say more girl stuff. But it's about finding the right girl or girls and having that connection. So, I don't know. It'll happen soon, hopefully. Last one is, describe what an orgasm feels like to you. Hopefully while having an orgasm. Yeah, I didn't play while I was doing all this. So, sorry about that. Orgasm feels like, I can only equate it to what a volcano might feel like, I guess. Just the, you get worked up and it builds up and it just keeps building, and sometimes you just think it's gonna happen and then it doesn't, and then it's frustrating, and then when it finally does, it just makes it even better, I guess. And depending on how hard it is, I mean, it could erupt or it could flow. I mean, it's different. It's different for everyone, and it's different each time. So it's hard to kind of pin down any specific one. Yeah, I mean, for pretty much everybody's experienced it, I guess. So it's indescribable sometimes. It's just, I don't know. You get the smile that never goes away, I guess. So, but yeah, that's an interesting questionnaire. So I hope you guys learned a little bit more about me, and hopefully that satisfies the hearing me speak, because that was a lot of me talking. So, thanks for listening. Bye.